This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, this is Keaton. I was reaching back out about the home on King's Cross Drive. Are you doing all right today?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Good, man, good. Are you back in the States or are you still out and about?
I'm back now.
Gotcha, welcome back.
Thanks, but I don't have access to the home.
I got you. Not a
However,
problem. Yeah, talk to me.
If you're interested in the house, you know, there's really nothing wrong with it. I mean, you can go take a look at the outside of it. Everything's fine on the inside. But I'm looking for a quick sale. So if you're interested in it, I can't show you the inside because I don't have access.
Why is that?
Court order.
Understood. All right. Well, how quick are we talking? Because I mean, I can hypothetically, if it all works out as far as numbers and terms, I could send paperwork over whenever you feel like you're ready. I know you said you're leaving the country in the February, March time frame.
Okay. I'm going to be available all next week. If you want to come over, we can talk then.
I got you. I mean, yeah, I'd be happy to come over, drive in person, and I mean, I've also done deals over the phone as well. I mean, we've exchanged paperwork and done like electronic signatures over the phone. I mean, if you're more comfortable in person, man, I totally get that. I'd be happy to do that as well with you.
Well, we can do what's ever comfortable for you. But I am looking for a quick sale. I owed about 200. It's probably like 218 now.
Oh, yeah, just with interest.
So what I'll do is I'll call the bank because I hadn't been making the payments on it, and let them know that I'm selling it. So it's either going to be owned by somebody else or it's going to be owned by the bank.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? I can hold off the bank for a while because they have a program where you can, you know,
Defer the payment.
not, yeah, defer the payments.
I got you. How much?
So
How long have you been deferring the payments for?
I haven't.
Okay.
I just
Understood.
missed two payments. I'm
Okay.
just two payments behind. I can catch it up. I just don't want to.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd rather just have the sale of the house cover the two payments that you missed. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But what I can do is I can just have it deferred and give us the time to actually make the transaction. But the house is valued at 390,000. So I'm looking to get at least 40 to 50,000 out of it.
I hear you. So that'll put you at, if you're around, let me get my trusty dusty calculator out here. So you're telling me around 218, you're trying to get, say that one more time, you were looking to get
40 to 50,000.
I put you around 258. Yeah, I was looking at numbers as well, and we were closer to the 220, 225 range. I mean, you're around 258, and I don't think we're too far off. I think we could probably make something work. I know I can get above that mortgage payment for you. I can pay those two missed payments. And I'd like to put some money in your pocket so you'll be happy when you're overseas. But 40
Okay.
sounds a little steep for us to make that work.
Okay,
Do you, what do you,
so
yeah,
what are you thinking? 25 to 30?
I could make. Yeah, what do you think you could do? I mean, we're at 225. And you're closer to 260. What do you think would be fair for you? Like, what's a reasonable price that you think you could meet me at?
You know, I have to have somewhere around 30 to 35 because, you know, Europe's not cheap.
I've never been, man. You have to tell me all about it when you get out there.
Yes, Europe is not cheap. They use euros, mm-hmm. and they are a lot more expensive than dollars.
If I could make 240, I mean, I'm going to run this by my partner, but if I could make 245 work, is that something that you would want to get on paper today?
Okay, so 245, I'm not in front of my desk, so 245 puts how much in my pocket?
245, and do minus your 218. That puts 28 in your pocket, 28,000.
Yeah, I think I can make that work.
All right. So do 245. And as far as time frame, I know you want enough time to be able to – I mean, do you need to get personal belongings and all that out? I don't want to be rushing you at this house. I know you said you are trying to do it quickly.
No, I don't need to get anything out.
All right. Well, yeah, let me – I'll run that by my boss and – I mean, as far as an email that goes, what's a good email to send over papers if I get a thumbs up?
Send it to Davis, D-A-V-I-S, E-M-E, as in Eric, Mary, Eric, at gmail.com.
D-A-V-I-S. E-M-E at gmail.com?
Right. And if we need to do electronic signatures, I can do that. I have a computer to do that as well. So.
Perfect. Okay. Are you going to be able to jump on your computer today?
Probably not today.
Okay.
But I know I will be this weekend and, well, no. No.
I did have someone do it on their phone earlier this afternoon. I mean, I totally get if you want to sit down in front of your computer, if it's easier to read for you.
Yeah. I tell you what, I may be able to do it later on. Because right now mm-hmm. I'm tied up on a project.
I hear you.
But, yeah, later on. So if you send me an email, I may not respond right away, but I'll respond later.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Typically, right. I like to have you on the phone while I'm going over it, just so if you have questions, you know, I'm here for you.
That's fine. That's fine.
I got you.
We can do that.
When's a good time for you?
Oh, it's gonna have to be after 5 o'clock.
Understood. Yeah, that's fine, man.
Or closer to 6 and 7.
Okay. You know, that gives me more than enough time to talk to my partner, get some paperwork together. And then I'll reach back out to you around 6 or 7.
All right. That'll work.
All right. I'll chat with you later. All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. Take care.